Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 21st, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Apple announced that its head of machine learning and AI strategy, John Gianandrea, has been promoted to senior vice president and added to Apple's executive team. Gianandrea joined Apple in April after leaving his job running search and artificial intelligence for Google. Gatwick Airport in the UK reopened for flights after being closed most of Thursday due to drone flights from an unidentified individual or individuals. The operator of the drones has not been found, but the military says it has taken mitigating measures and the drones have not reappeared since Thursday night. Police attempting to track the drone's signal suggested the operator moved and was possibly in a vehicle like a van. Sussex Assistant Chief Constable Steve Berry told the BBC there were a number of lines of inquiry, including the possibility of environmental activists. China has resumed approving new video games for sale after a nine-month freeze. A new batch of games has been reviewed and will soon receive licenses for domestic publication. A new body was created to review ethical issues, as China says it wants to combat childhood myopia and online addiction. Tencent announced in October it will use facial recognition to detect minors playing games and enforce mandatory time limits. India has authorized 10 central agencies to intercept, monitor, and decrypt data on any computer. Any subscriber, service provider, or person in charge of a computer must extend all facilities and technical assistance to the agencies. Failure to comply is punishable by fines and 7 years in prison. The government says any order for interception, monitoring, and decryption must be approved by the Union Home Secretary. Sources tell Bloomberg that WhatsApp is working on a cryptocurrency to allow money transfers, particularly for the remittances market in India. A stablecoin would be pegged to the U.S. dollar. WhatsApp is still working on the strategy and plans for assets, so the coin is not near release. However, India does lead the world in remittances, with $69 billion sent home to India in 2017, according to the World Bank. Thursday, the U.S. issued indictments for two Chinese individuals accused of conspiracy to commit computer intrusions, wire fraud, and aggravated identity theft. The United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the United States all issued statements accusing China of violating a 2015 pledge to refrain from hacking for commercial gain. The foreign ministries of Denmark, Sweden, and Finland tweeted statements saying they share the concerns. China said the U.S. was fabricating facts out of nothing and called the indictments thoroughly nasty. The U.S. FBI seized domains of 15 high-profile denial-of-service websites Thursday after an operation involving the U.K.'s National Crime Agency and the Dutch National Police, along with cooperation from Cloudflare, Flashpoint, and Google. The orders were granted under federal seizure laws against Booter and Stressor sites. Matthew Gatrell and Juan Martinez in California, as well as David Bukowski in Alaska, have been charged with operating the sites. Security researcher Mossab H discovered that anonymous social network Blind did not password protect one of its databases, exposing user account information. The database included private messaging data for users who signed up or logged in between November 1st and December 19th. Bind executive Kyum Kim says there is no evidence the database was misappropriated or misused. Employees from places like Apple, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Twitter, and Uber have used the network to make anonymous complaints about their employers. Whistleblowers revealed allegations of sexual harassment at Uber using Bind. Finally, Microsoft announced it will stop selling its Xbox All Access subscriptions on December 31st. The subscriptions give users an Xbox One and access to more than 100 games for $21.99 a month over 24 months. Xbox spokesperson Larry Herb says the program will expand and return in 2019. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.